Oh, baby, we're back.
Woo! All right, we're back. Should we do a joint surprise bitch? How do we get started?
What if we just were like, hey guys, so here we are. And we did not, we ignored that we went fully offline multiple years.
Yeah, that's like a Beyonce move.
What do you mean, honey? I'm horrified. I died 50 years ago.
And we did. And now on All Hallows Eve, we have returned from the dead.
Ooh, I didn't even think about that.
So that, I think that was like part of what I thought of, like, we should do it on October 31st. Like, we are rising from the dead. Did you not get that when I recommended it? You were just like, fun, spooky.
I was like, how fun.
Good.
We missed you. Hi, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
Nice to talk to you. Good morning.
Good morning. So we're sorry. Should we start with sorry? Should we start with our names? I'm Allie.
And I'm Sam.
Do we do our last names? I forget.
Well, our last names fully changed.
Our last names are different.
Since the last time.
That kind of makes it seem like we went away to like a convent and like we're married off and now we're back and it's like, well, I'm part of, you know, commune now, and we're here to talk to you about the Lord of the Sun. But I'm Allie Gavin.
And I'm Sam Beerstow.
Oh, that's weird for me.
That's weird for me, too. It's very weird. But it's fun. It's exciting.
It's fun.
So, guys, we've been gone for a minute, and before we launch into where we've been, I guess we'll start with, hey, sorry about that.
Yeah, look, Daddy went out for a pack of cigarettes. He did not come back for a little while. He's here now at your 12th birthday party to cause a scene.
Yeah. And he'd prefer that you act like he never left.
Yeah. And that's what we'd prefer as well, if you don't mind. Why did we stop doing this, Sam? I don't remember. It was so long ago.
I think a few reasons. I think for me, the pandemic was like a weight of existential stress.
Yep.
And for me, it became no longer fun to talk about horrifying things because I felt I was living.
And now that things are so great.
And now that things have really... Now that I'm back in therapy, I really feel like I'm ready to hit it.
Yeah.
And then I'll also say that we didn't live together anymore. We had moved apart.
We had moved.
A mistake, frankly.
Yes, it was a mistake.
And life was
life. I moved to Rhode Island.
Allie moved to Rhode Island from Massachusetts, where we had both been living.
You moved further away from central Massachusetts.
And I moved north of Boston. And Allie moved quite south of Boston.
Yep, that's right. That's what we call Rhode Island. South of Boston. South Boston. Southie, if you will. Yes, people, I know that's not right.
1,000 listeners from Southie just angrily removed their headphones.
Fight. Let's fight. I mean, we're here. We're back. It's time for controversy.
And we missed you. And frankly, some of you missed us. Namely, I'd like to shout out the best man at my wedding who mentioned I'm horrified in his speech.
Your husband's best friend.
Yes. I'd like to shout out your husband's mother.
Oh, my husband's mother. My mother-in-law, Claire. She was very excited. My own mother was very excited as well.
And my ex-coworker's sister. There are three people who continue to really hold down for, I'm horrified.
My friend Raina had a coworker who was pretty enthusiastic about it as well.
Shout out to you if you're listening.
I don't remember their name, but I appreciate them. And I hope that they're tuning in. And sorry to all of you. We didn't do any, like, we're going to take a break right now.
We really did not.
We did not do, like, an Instagram breakup of, like, Sam and I have decided that our journeys are better not podcasting together, but we are still raising a beautiful child and would like to focus on that at this time. We didn't do that.
No, we frankly ghosted you.
We ghosted you.
And that's our bad, and I'm sorry about
and
that.
And now, again, like, the veil is lifted on Halloween. We've been able to come back. We're so happy to be back.
Yes, we really, really are. We've been talking about it for quite a while.
We have.
And missing it and wanting to get back to it. And luckily, it feels like the right time.
It feels like the right time. We brought the mic back out and it's set up in Sam's home that she bot.
And we set it up flawlessly on the first try.
Yeah. And we didn't fuck up the little arm thing that holds the microphone.
And we remembered how to use Audacity. That.
We remembered how to use the software because we're smart and capable. But yeah, I totally flawless. I'm also forgetting how hard it is to keep talking when we keep talking to each other. I don't know. I'm getting old. I'm becoming old.
So true.
We're in the twilight of our years.
We are. And now that we're in the twilight of our years, here's the scoop, y'all. We don't want to ghost you ever again.
We never want to do this again.
That wasn't cool of us, and we're sorry about that. So in order to facilitate not ghosting you ever again, we're changing up the format a little bit of the show to make it more sustainable for us to consistently do.
And for you to listen to, frankly.
I think that's true.
I think we're going to keep it. No, you tell them, Sam. This is your idea.
Yeah, absolutely. So the format you guys are used to, or if you're a new listener jumping in, hey.
Yeah, you can skip through a lot of this if you're a new listener.
This episode.
It's not setting us up great for new listeners. Us just being like, hi, we're back. I'm sorry.
I don't even think we said horrified once. I have no reason to put the bell
in. Oh, and this is I'm horrified.
Yes.
Bell's back.
Bell's back in. The format that we are used to on this show is that Allie and I each tell a horrifying story every week. We're going to switch that up, and it's going to be one of us telling a story every week. So one week you'll hear an Allie story, and I'll be there ooing and aahing. The next week you'll hear a Sam story, and Allie will be there ooing and aahing and making it much funnier.
And the stories are we each pick a topic to discuss. Rather than, I mean, we could also share a deeply intimate personal story from our life episode.
I'm absolutely in.
Every new episode, we divulge a deeply more intimate secret.
I love this.
That we've never told anyone.
It can only go on so long. I'm like a shallow pool. I don't have a lot going on.
Yeah, same. I also have a problem with oversharing too quickly.
There you go.
I've gotten too close to coworkers too fast and cried in front of them too soon. I have a history with that.
So maybe tune in for that. But no, so yeah, we'll do a story from the world, a story from history, pop culture, science, whatever is horrifying to us.
I'll take the lead, then you'll take the lead, then I'll take the lead.
Yes. Yeah, so you guys, great. So you.
Oh, I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you.
That's great.
I just realized I don't know who's going to go first.
Oh my God, I don't either.
Our first real episode is going to be next week.
Yes.
And we're going to have to go look.
Oh my God.
At who the last person was to tell
a story. Should we start fresh? Should we just like rock, paper, scissors for it right now?
Should we do it live?
Let's do it live.
Fuck it. Let's do it live. Fuck it.
Fuck it. We're doing it live.
Fuck it. We're doing it live. All right.
Are you ready?
Yes. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Huh. Both scissors. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Paper covers rock.
I am rock. She is paper.
I will be bringing you a story next week.
Next week.
And so probably our episodes used to be around 45 minutes an hour. Probably now they'll be like 30 to 45 minutes, which is probably a little bit more listenable for you guys anyways.
Yeah, unless we get talky.
Which we could.
Which we won't. We're winning you guys back right now. We're wooing.
That's
true. We can't
be
fucking messing around. We gotta keep it snappy. We gotta keep it tight, I feel like.
I will.
For the new listeners, who I'm sure are coming in by the hundreds, we need to give them a premium product to win them back.
And we will, and then we'll get our Adam and Eve sponsorship back.
I think we still have it. I think there's one of you in like Switzerland or something who buys a vibrator every like 4 months and I get a check.
You are working through a vibrator every 4 months? Good for you.
Good for you. Oh my God. I wish that I could see. Actually, maybe no, I don't. But like where it's going. Where are the Adam and Eve? What is it from? But good on all of you. What was our code on Adam and Eve?
I think it's horror because I don't think they would let us have it be
and
horrified.
I think if you use that code at checkout, you get like a very big discount. You know what? Go check it out.
Go
buy, you know, your 8th vibrator of the year.
There you go.
If that's that one person.
And once
listening.
We confirm that's true, we'll make some more sexy ads for it too.
Yes. Can't wait for that. Our OG from the beginning,
yes.
Adam and Eve was there for us. Or no, not from the beginning. After we did our episode about Ashley Madison.
Yeah, I do think that was when we got the Adam and Eve.
I think I tweeted at them, like, Ashley Madison, like, Adam and Eve give us a partnership so all these men cheating on their wives can just, like, masturbate like normal people.
Amen.
And Adam and Eve was like,
sure,
we will do that.
But guys, I can't wait to start bringing you stories again every week. Allie, I can't wait to talk with you more often because that's selfishly my favorite part of the podcast is just listening to you and talking with you.
Agreed. And that's why we started doing it. And that's why we're still doing it. We've just passed a new transition of being a little bit further away from each other. Mm-hmm. And in our quest to never move away from each other fully, I think we did talk a lot about living in, like, a triple decker.
Yeah.
With you, me, and our third co-host, Becky.
Friend of the podcast.
Living in a triple decker, each getting one floor, living together forever, raising our children, running up and down the stairs, in a very full house way.
Maybe that's the retirement plan now.
That could be I don't want to let that dream die completely.
No.
But we did buy property in different states.
Unfortunately.
About an hour and 20 minutes away from each other. But what of it?
What of it?
What of it?
We both have guest rooms.
Now you have this nice office.
And now I have a nice office / perhaps podcasting studio.
I'm in a nice chair. There's a nice candle on. It's very nice in here. And Sam is not using the overhead light because she knows I don't like that. So she remembered what it's like to live with me.
I'll never forget some of my most treasured memories.
Some of your deepest dramas, I'm sure. You're like, I will never forget it. You will never let me forget it.
Even if I wanted to.
Even if I wanted to. And sometimes I want to. Sometimes I want to. Yeah. We're going to be back on Twitter. X. Not Twitter. X. We had a Twitter presence.
We did.
And I think I'll still have that Twitter presence, and I think I might start something else, but we'll let you know what's going on.
Yeah. Tweet at us, exit us, if you...
That's wrong.
Exodus. If you are really partial to, like, Instagram instead,
I learn how TikTok works?
Should we know. Does anyone really use Threads, or did we all just join it in, like, a massive stress ball one day?
Did you join? I didn't join
it. I didn't join either, but I would.
I'm pretty opposed to going back into, like, white-collar work, so I still nanny and am selling art and just will not sit down at a computer like a normal person.
But, that's cool.
So I don't even know what Threads is. Is it like Twitter?
I think it's like Twitter, but it's like in Instagram. Like, Instagram made it to be like Twitter.
Instagram's answer to Twitter.
I think yes.
Or answer to Elon Musk.
Yes. So you're just going from X to Facebook. Have we talked
about Elon Musk yet?
I do think I did an episode on Elon Musk back in the day.
That was part of, like, coming back, I was like, did we do this already? Did I do this already? I was doing one and I was like, have we talked about this? So I'll have to go through our back catalog.
There are always more horrors to discover, though.
So true. Oh, and that is, I think, maybe the biggest thing that I want to tell people. Do we still have the email address? Oh, God, we should have done all of this prep beforehand, but we're working it out with you. Right now, on Twitter, I'm just going to call it Twitter.
Yeah.
I still call Hollywood Studios MGM.
Just go for it, then.
If you want to DM us on Twitter or... All right, here's what's happening real time. I don't remember how to access the I'm Horrified email address. So you're going to hear from Sam explaining how you can get us topic suggestions.
Yeah.
Right now in post. Sam, future Sam, take it away.
Hi, past Allie and Sam. If any listeners want to send us a story, they can email us at imhorrifiedpodcast@gmail.com. Allie has access to that email again. Or through our website, www.imhorrifiedpodcast.com. And both those I'ms are without the apostrophe, of course. So I am horrifiedpodcast@gmail.com. I am horrifiedpodcast.com. And we can't wait to hear your stories.
Thank you, future Sam. That was very helpful.
Great job, future Sam. I love you.
And to new listeners, I wish I could be like, we're off our game. We're rusty. We're usually much more organized than this. I don't know if I should maybe start that new relationship on such a lie. You know what I mean?
This is why you like us, though. We're real.
We are real.
If you wanted a nicely edited podcast,
that feels like
by
a different kind of podcast. That feels again like two insufferable white women like had a podcast. Like, we keep it real here. And if you don't want, you know, like, if you can't stand my controversial opinions, like, you can leave.
It is so funny because, like, I'm going to get nervous when I'm like, in my opinion, I don't think that this murderer is good. And I'm going to be like, but if you like that murderer, but you know,
if you like that murderer,
that's not my business. And, like, for me, that's controversial.
I don't know your relationship with that murderer. I don't know your journey.
I would never judge your relationship with that murderer.
I don't think that my fragile sense of self-esteem could handle being canceled. I've always thought that.
I had a nightmare about it once. Did I ever tell you that?
That you were canceled?
One time I had a nightmare that I was canceled.
For what? What'd you do?
I had a nightmare that I was... I don't even remember where I was, but I was then getting frantic texts from someone who I literally have not spoken to since high school. I still follow her on all social media, so shout out Jane, hello. But
and they're like, your manifesto from high school leaked.
Well, she was like the president of a club that I was in called A World of Difference, which was like a social justice club. Mm-hmm. And in my dream, she was like messaging me and she was like, people found your TikToks and they're like really problematic. I don't make TikToks, but in the context of the dream, I was like, oh my God, people found my problematic TikToks. And I woke up like in a cold sweat and I was like, Adam, I'm canceled.
I feel like it would take you a long time to even think of something problematic enough to get you canceled.
I think that's true. It would be pure ignorance.
If we were both famous, let's dream for a minute. No, actually, that's the opposite of my dream. if we were both famous, I think I would be canceled the first week of being known.
I don't think that's true.
Not because, like, I'm a rampant racist or anything, just because I'm dumb. I'm dumb and I talk immediately.
Yeah, that would
if
be...
If you ask me a question, I answer. Yeah. And I answer right off that cuff.
Yeah.
And I don't put a lot of thought into it. And then I kind of find my way through whatever I think as I'm talking to you. It's not a good process. but, yeah, I would absolutely... be canceled immediately, and maybe I could use you to kind of boost my PR.
And I would try to do that for you, but I might instead also get canceled.
I might drag you on down.
That would be how I got canceled, was defending you.
You know how a lot of people drown trying to save someone who's drowning?
Yes.
That would be the situation.
That is how I would go. Although I've always thought I was going to die falling down the stairs.
You've said that for many years.
I've always thought that. Spooky Halloween episode, think about that. How sad will we all be when I die falling down the stairs
how
someday?
How do you think you're going to die, listeners?
Tweet at us.
Tweet at us. Go back to that thing that Sam said about how to get in touch with us. Are we ready to start this up?
I'm feeling like I cannot wait to talk to you about my first story.
Oh, yes. And you're going first.
And I can't wait to hear about your first story.
Oh, my goodness. I can't wait.
And the only way to begin is by beginning. I think let's do it.
Let's start at the beginning. I have heard that it is a very good place to start.
I've always heard that, too.
I've always heard that.
And listeners, I cannot wait for you to hear those stories next week.
Next week.
I promise that.
We gotta tell them, though, when. Sam? Future Sam? Oh, future Sam! Oh, future Sam, if you could come back. Come back in the room, please.
Hi, past Sam and Allie. Our first full-length episode back is going to be posted on Tuesday, November 7th. So for your commute on Tuesday, November 7th, you should have our first full-length episode back. Love you guys.
Thank you, Future Sam.
Thank you, Future Sam.
I love you. You're doing a great job.
You've done so well for yourself since we recorded this.
Cut to Future Sam listening to this and sobbing, weeping.
Like, I am. I'm working really hard. But we will see you then. We will see you then with bells on. Absolutely. Literal bells on.
Yes.
But until then, stay horrified.
Stay horrified.
We're back. We're back. The bitches are back. Woo! Woo!
I'm Horrified is a Hemlock Creatives production. Recorded and produced by us, Sam Bierstow and Allie Gavin in Boston, Massachusetts. Our art is by Leah Brilliard and Allie Gavin. You can find us on Twitter at I'm Horrified Pod and at I'mHorrifiedPodcast.com. And you can tell us what horrifies you at I'mHorrifiedPodcast@gmail.com. If you'd like to support us directly on Patreon, you can get our podcast early and ad-free, as well as bonus episodes of our members-only minicast, I'm Thrilled. Check us out at patreon.com/I'mHorrified. And if you liked hanging out with us, tell your friends, share us on your socials, and leave us a review wherever you get your podcast. Thanks for stopping by, Horror Honeys.